The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 23 November, 2020. Steve Elkins manning the helm down there in Florida. I'm looking at One News Now right now, Steve. Yet another far-left Democrat suggests Republicans must be rehabilitated for their beliefs. Brian Fisher, Biden advisor, says elderly should be first to die, last to live. DNC officials seeks to deprogram 75 million Trump supporters. And Facebook accused of backdoor Dem donation.
Jeez. Well, John, 73 million voters for Donald Trump have been disenfranchised. How do you think that's going to go over in 4 years for the Biden administration?
Bloomberg is putting out the story that Trump has conceded, not publicly, but he's moving ahead for the transition team for Joe Biden.
You know, I don't believe in formalities. And I saw that formality of handing off power to Donald Trump by the phony Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. And I start thinking back to those fake phony wrestlers, the WWF wrestlers, how they talk like a bunch of badasses and then behind the scenes they're drinking a beer together. I don't like formalities, John. If somebody calls me a son of a bitch and I'm not going to invite him into the White House and act like we're friends and we're going to get along. If this transformation happens and Biden wins, I would not invite Biden in to have any kind of transfer of power over, because it's pointless anyway, because Biden's going to do what he wants to do. I'd simply leave the White House and said, you know what, figure it out on your own. You're going to do what you want to do anyway. I'm not going to go through the formality of sitting down with you. This guy that was lying and cheating, he's a fraud, and I'm not going to waste my time talking to this guy. I'll walk out of the White House, I'll never look back, and by golly, I'm going to go out there and make a lot of flipping money and put this all behind me. That's what I would do. Probably leave the country, too.
Well, One News Now story, Trump campaign legal team distancing itself from Powell. The Trump campaign's legal team moved to distance itself Sunday from the firebrand conservative attorney after a tumultuous 7 days in which Powell issued several complex conspiracy theories and vowed to blow up Georgia with a biblical court filing. And according to Giuliani, you want to know why he was sweating his temporary hair dye? This is what he said. Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She's not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Giuliani and another lawyer for Trump, Jenna Ellis, they said in a statement. In the statement obtained by the Wall Street Journal, Powell said, I agree with the statement today. I will represent we the people and seek the truth. I intend to expose all the fraud and let the chips fall where they may. We will not allow the foundations of this great republic to be destroyed by abject fraud. Now, Trump had heralded Powell's role as one of his lawyers, tweeting on November 14th that she was part of the team of wonderful lawyers and representatives, spearheaded by Rudy Giuliani. But the terse Sunday evening statement was the latest sign of wariness over her approach, even with some conservative circles. Fox News host Tucker Carlson said on a show last week that his team had asked Powell for evidence to support her claims, but that Powell had provided none. Steve, you're out. You witness a man do a murder right in front of you. Yeah. You see his face. You know who did the dirty deed. You see the corpse on the ground. Guy gets arrested, charged with murder. You're in court as a witness. His defense attorney stands up and says, "Your Honor, I can refute that my client murdered so-and-so because we have an airtight alibi. 10 people were with this guy at the time and the day of this supposed murder. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove." Now, if this woman, and I will give her the benefit of the doubt, what I'm starting to smell here is Giuliani. Wasn't Giuliani mayor of New York when 9/11 happened?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. He's not squeaky clean either, unfortunately. You know, it's funny that this whole Biden thing, the Biden scandal disappeared, John, and and it disappeared for a number of reasons. It's because career politicians have all been doing the same thing. They've been scamming us. Selling their seat for influence into the United States government, selling out their country. Anybody over 20 years, I would suspect, to be selling their influence in Washington for a paycheck. And that's the sad part about it. That's why we need term limitations. But hell, if this happens in 4 years and Biden's in, it won't matter anyway. It won't matter.
Dr. Kelly. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, great. Pick me. Take my call. I would imagine that we need lots of prayer for each other in the nation right now, because it appears to be the we're on the verge of Soylent Green is made of people, wherein the Employment Development Department throughout the state of California has done massive mailings with Social Security numbers in their entirety and in full in these letters. And the one in Nevada's initials spell the word deter, D-E-T-E-R, and they haven't figured that out. And the people have had it. I wish them to, the best. But this is just a big, fat setup. And I gave the doggy vaccine coronavirus flyer to some great mechanics in Reno, and they highlighted it and pinned it up onto the wall. And the man in the commercials calls it Chinese bat fever.
You know, Kelly, I was doing another guy's radio show today, and I was kind of taken aback by one of the callers that called into the show. And it's like they're living in la-la land. They do not understand the powers that be, how determined they are to flip this country, because we're the only ones left here. We're the lichpin. You deep six the United States, the rest of the world is easy pickings. They just don't seem to get it.
You know, well, I'm John, have you ever thought about this? And I hate to say this, but this is the way I think sometimes, is that isn't it a crime that we're so damn intelligent that we figured out the pieces of the puzzle to this scheme, this scamdemic? I mean, sometimes I feel I wish I was stupid and ignorant, and no, that I didn't know what
no,
was
don't.
Coming
no,
for
don't.
Me.
No,
I'm just saying sometimes I wish.
No.
But I'm smart and I'm intelligent. I'm a person that does the research.
Well,
and what bothers me is that I do know what's coming. Unlike so many stupid people in this country who have no idea what's coming. When the stuff hits the fan, they don't know what's coming. I know what's coming. You
Steve,
know what's coming.
Steve.
Yeah.
I'm standing on a street corner. I'm watching somebody crossing the street. I see a delivery truck coming down the street. The guy doesn't see it. I yell at him, "Get out of the road. You're going to get hit." He turns his back towards the truck. Now, do I attempt to save him? I tried to warn him. Well, let's take that a step further. Some people don't want to get the license plate number of the truck that runs over them because they're of the attitude, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, God's in control and this, that, and the other. Now, God already spoke. He left his rule book. Yes, Kelly, pray, but we got to not on bended knee.
And shut up the liars.
While we're working very hard, pray while you work.
Yeah, and thank you for shutting up the liars and the losers and the screen sickness people and the crackheads and the Tinkerbells. You know, it's all about me. Because they do. They do need shut up. And thank you for doing it as politely as possible.
Well,
God bless you.
Well, and you know, the guy that I was mentioning that he doesn't want to see what runs him over, I might do him a favor so he has to be witness and he has to go through it. It would be easier for him to get run over, but I'm going to be that sly guy that doesn't warn him, and I'm going to let him go through it. I actually had somebody tell me to my face, Steve, I actually had somebody tell me to my face, I don't want to know what's coming. And I looked at him and I said, you're a coward.
That's right.
Next, because there are a lot of people that do, and it's okay, and you give your shout out and you give your hey. And I fortunately pursued things like being a lifeguard, being a marine lab instructor, and all kinds of obscure things. And, yeah, don't run on my deck.
Yeah.
Because you're going to fall and crack your stupid brains open.
That's right.
And I don't want to have to clean it up.
I understand. Kelly, thank you.
Not on my shift.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Dr. Kelly.
By the way, I got a call from Ingrid Castle today. I was going to wait till the end of the program, but I'm going to do it now before we run out of time.
Sure. Go ahead.
Sally Elcordy, that did the Vaccine Free America show on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, she died yesterday at the age of 61, sitting in a chair, and she stopped breathing. So if people were listening to Sally Elcordy, she is no longer with us. There's going to be, I talked to Ingrid, she's got the 2 hours after Sally's program. So they're going to do a tribute program, I do believe, from 6 to 9 p.m. This coming Saturday.
Good. Very nice.
Kurt in Michigan. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, John, Steve.
Hi.
You got to take a look at Tucker Carlson's dad. He was one of the the founders of NPR. He worked for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. He was a banker. Several things. He's a deep state guy. So Tucker, what he's doing, you know, he gets us all sucked into, he's one of our guys, and then he throws us under the bus with this thing he did with Cindy Paul.
He's a paycheck. He's a paycheck broadcaster is what he is. He knows where his check comes from. He likes the big checks, same as Hannity, and they're not willing to give that up. That's the sad part about it. Their conscience, the big money check supersedes the consciousness of these individuals, and I'm very disappointed. I have a conscience. I cannot do what these guys do. I got to call it fair and square, and I got to tell the truth, but these guys have decided money is more important than the truth.
Yep. Yeah, I'll go up to that line, but I won't cross over it. And, you know, to me, that's the most disgusting thing. Of
yes,
all,
it is.
I mean, because knowing that there's more to the story and you have chosen. Now, are we asking Tucker to give up his job? Well, yeah, that very well may be. You know, was there a reason why Rush Limbaugh never talked anything except politics and the dirty stuff that went on until he's diagnosed with terminal cancer and then he wants to talk to people about the New World Order? Save it, Rush. We've been hard at work at this for a hell of a lot longer than you've been stuffing Oxycontin in your face and fattening your dumb ass up. I don't care. I don't care. Ugh. Kurt, anything else, sir?
I don't know if you ever heard of Steven Crowder. He did two things. One was he held on the state capitol there, Lansing. They went to investigate the deaths of the people caused by our governor putting the COVID patients into the nursing homes to heal up while they were making all the rest of them sick. And then also he did a segment on the Wayne County how there were no registered voters in a lot of precincts, and then they could just dump on whatever they wanted to do. That woman that took back her signature, she did a live interview on the news down by Detroit, and that's the real story, but nobody will cover that.
You guys, you've been up there witnessing what your governor has been doing. She ignored. Now, this is where the three branches, she had absolutely no right whatsoever. The court ruled, and she just flipped them off. The Supreme Court.
She did.
We have a separation of powers here for a reason. The judiciary steps in when the politics gets mad and crazy. Well, it has. And she just flipped off the law.
That's right.
You guys got a recall petition going on up there. What are you guys trying to do to get this witless out of office?
That's right.
They keep throwing the recall petitions out. She's got her lawyers on it every time, just getting them all thrown out. And I think the same cheating that went on to take for Biden here is the same thing that got her in office. You know, her mom and dad were tied right into the Democratic. I mean, they're Bolsheviks, is what me and my wife call them. They're Bolsheviks. Yeah. You know, we know what's coming.
So. Well.
But that's had to call in. Everybody worships the ground Tucker walks on, and it's just like, no, he's a paid whore just like the rest of them.
I agree. Agree. Thank you for saying it. I agree.
Yeah, the only thing I watch anymore, but I do it because I see problems with both of the news networks, Newsmax and One News Now. There's problems with both of them. But
you and I talked about it. Newsmax was actually pretty solid ground there for a while, but this last couple of days they're beating the war drums on Iran.
Yeah.
They are trying to get something kicked off here, saying putting out those false feelers that Iran is working on the nuclear bomb, this and that. And it's not true. The IAEA has come back. The inspectors have come back, said there's no truth to this. But for some reason, government is not listening to their own inspectors. They are trying to kick off a skirmish or a flat-out war. Pompeo is in Israel right now, probably working on that right now. Look for a false flag. Maybe look for another skirmish or a war. And maybe this is a political agenda for Donald Trump. I don't know. Maybe he's going to try to say, I can stay in office a little longer to work the legal wranglings of this whole fraudulent election. I don't know. But something is brewing here. They are making war. They want war with Iran. They want war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very disappointed in this. I'm very disappointed in Newsmax going this direction because I thought they were a little bit more credible.
Well,
but they're now sounding just like mainstream media now.
Well, and One News Now, they're Israeli firsters. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, Kurt.
I know.
Thank you for your call. Good luck up there in Michigan.
Thanks, thank you.
All right. By the way, I've got a listing here. You want to know what the deep state is? Well, a list was compiled of who the CFR, the globalists are, the assets, the sock puppets, and these are the higher level people. Yeah, they're still out there in the public eye, but these are the front dummies and the sock puppets that are pushing for global agenda. And I'm going to take a minute to read through this list. Let me know if you recognize any names. John P. Abizad, Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, individual CFR member. Elliot Abrams, Special Envoy on Venezuela, individual CFR member. Yeah, ask him about those voting machines. James H. Baker, Director of the Office of Net Assessment. He's a Bilderberg attendee. Barbara Barrett, Secretary of Air Force. She's an individual CFR member and a Bilderberg attendee. David Bonigan, I guess it is, Executive Vice President of Overseas Private Investment Corporation, individual CFR member. John Bolton, National Security Advisor, individual CFR member. Dan L. Brolet, Deputy Secretary of Energy. He's an individual CFR member. Elaine Chao, United States Secretary of Transportation, CFR member. Richard Clarida, Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve, CFR member. Jay Clayton, Chair of the Securities Exchange Commission, CFR Corporate Member. Gary Cohn, Director of the National Economic Council, CFR Corporate Member. Paul Dabber, Undersecretary of Energy for Science, Individual CFR Member. Jamie Dimon, Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR Member. Jim Donovan, Deputy Treasury Secretary, CFR Corporate Member. Mark T. Esper, the one that Trump bounced last week, Acting Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Army, Individual CFR Member, CFR Corporate Member. Larry Fink, Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR Corporate Member. Christopher A. Ford, Assistant Secretary for International Security and Nonproliferation, he's an Individual CFR Member. James S. Gilmore III, United States Ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, CFR Member. Lisa Gordon Haggerty, National Security Advisor, Individual CFR Member, Bilderberg Attendee. Neil M. Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice, CFR. Harry B. Harris, Jr., Ambassador to South Korea, CFR Member. Vice Admiral Robert S. Hayward, National Security Advisor. He declined the appointment. He's a CFR Corporate Member. Kevin Haslett, Chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, CFR Fellow Traveler. Robert Wood Woody Johnson IV, United States Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Individual CFR Member. Kenneth L. Juster, Ambassador to India, Individual CFR Member. Robert Cadillac, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, that's on the Preparers and Response, Individual CFR Member. Lawrence Kudlow, Director of the National Economic Council, CFR Member. Jared Kushner, Senior Advisor to the President, Bilderberg Attendee. Christopher Landau, Ambassador to Mexico, CFR. Robert Lightsinner, United States Trade Representative, CFR Member. David R. Malpass, World Bank, CFR Member. James Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, Secretary of Defense, Bilderberg Attendee. K.T. McFarland, remember me telling you folks that they could put lipstick on the pig, but it doesn't change the fact that they're a pig wearing lipstick. K.T. McFarland, that you've seen numerous times on Fox News. She's the Deputy National Security Advisor, CFR. Brent McIntosh, Undersecretary for International Affairs, Department of Treasury, and General Counsel of the Department of the Treasury, CFR. Linda McMahon, Administrator of the Small Business Administration, CFR Corporate Member. Army Lieutenant General Herbert Raymond H.R. McMaster, National Security Advisor. Bilderberg Attendee, but let's not forget he is a CFR Member. Jim McInerney, Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR Corporate Member. Steve Munchkin, I call him, Mnuchin, Secretary of Treasury, CFR Corporate Member. Justin G. Munzich, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, Individual CFR Member. Denise Natale, Assistant Secretary of the State for Conflict and Stabilization Operations, CFR Member. Indira Nuri, Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum. She's a CFR Corporate Member and a Bilderberg Attendee. Rick Perry, Secretary of Energy, Bilderberg Attendee. Mike Pompeo, as I call him, Pompous, Secretary of State, Bilderberg Attendee. Matthew Pottinger, Senior Director of the National Security Council, Bilderberg Attendee. Dina Powell, Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategy. She's a CFR Corporate Member. Jerome Powell, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, CFR Member. Mira Ricardo, the Deputy National Security Advisor, CFR Member. Ginny Rometty, Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR Corporate Member. William B. Roper, Jr., Assistant Secretary of Air Force for Acquisition, Technology, Logistics, CFR Member. Jeffrey Rosen, Deputy Secretary of Transportation and Deputy Attorney General, CFR Member. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Congress, or Commerce, rather, Bilderberg Attendee. Anthony Scaramucci, Director of Communications, he got fired, Trump booted his butt, Individual CFR Member. Nadia Schladlau, Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategy, Bilderberg Attendee. Stephen Schwartzman, May the Schwartz be with you. Member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR corporate member. Pat Shanahan, Deputy Secretary of Defense and Secretary and Secretary of Defense. That doesn't make any sense. But CFR corporate member. Susan Thornton, Assistant Secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, CFR member. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, CFR corporate member. Rick L. Waddle, National Security Advisor, CFR member. Elizabeth E. Walsh, Director General of the United States Commercial Services and Assistant Secretary of Commerce on the Global Markets. She's an individual CFR member. Ray Washburn. We're coming to the end. We're going alphabetically here. President and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, CFR. Jack Welch, member of the Strategic and Policy Forum, CFR, corporate member. Owen West, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Low Intensity Conflict, individual CFR member. Robert Wilkie, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, individual CFR member. Heather Ann Wilson, Secretary of the Air Force, CFR member. Folks, Sons of Liberty put this out. This list was compiled. And let me see here. Can I point you in one place for this? Oh, to heck with it. We'll just have it posted. Do we have this posted on the website? Okay, well, I'm sending it over to you right now anyhow. Check, and if you don't find it, post it up. Even if it was posted before and it got buried in the news archives, I don't care. The folks, if you don't know what Bilderberg and CFR means, the Council on Foreign Relations was the sister group to the Roundtable in England. They were here inside and operating in various positions of government, corporations, media, you name it. They were here, and they are the globalist actors. Whew. My jaw is tired of doing all that reading.
Yeah, I recognize 10 names on the list, just 10, but...
Yeah. Well,
and too many.
Yeah, well, these are the ones that are smart enough to hide in the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I sent that over to you. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, John? Steve?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes,
hey, Ed.
Okay. Okay, a very strong show tonight. John, I know you didn't hear me that well on K-Talk today there with the Skype. So I just wanted to repeat something that I think bears repeating on the national show here. It has to do with Tucker Carlson. And in October, when Rush Limbaugh had that unprecedented two-hour commercial-free interview with Donald Trump, he had mentioned to him, well, we still got a few at Fox, Mr. Trump, that support you. He mentioned, Donald Trump mentioned Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. I know why he had to mention Sean Hannity due to the huge audience, but he left out Tucker, and Rush interjected, and there's Tucker. And to which Mr. Trump said, yeah, the Tucker, he says he has his moments. Now, I'm going to say this. Back in March, before Friday the 13th, when Donald Trump issued the executive order, before he had done it, Tucker started saying maybe we conservatives should take a step back and realize there is a big health risk here with this virus. And he talked about his friend's 93-year-old dad that came down with it. Well, that 93-year-old fellow actually fared quite well. The point is, Tucker, some out of the time, and I remember it, was pulling the rug out from under Donald Trump at a crucial moment. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when Mr. Trump said this in October here, he knew things about Tucker. So what does he do? He is the first voice on the national airwaves to pull the rug out from under Sidney Powell. And let me remind the folks, John, Sidney Powell, if she can be trusted to defend Michael General Flynn, then she can be trusted to be on this legal team. And
so
I think,
where do you... Okay, Ed, I got to take this break. Hang on. Okay. Where is the rub coming from? Is it coming from Uncle Julie? Let's find out after the bottom of the hour break. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before.
Alrighty, we're back. Ed in Utah, go ahead.
Yes, okay, to continue, I'm looking at General Flynn's son, who did a report on the Gateway Pundit. Now, the Gateway Pundit, Steve, is still holding strong. They're not going Zionist, and they're talking pretty hard. Jim Hoff, the owner of the Gateway Pundit, who's being a great conduit for this information, he said, before I rip on Tucker, I will wait to see what Sidney Powell says and drops this week with the Kraken or whatever. Okay, but there you have it. You have General Flynn's son. There's a trustworthy soul right there. They're in it like Donald Trump's sons. So that's what I'm looking at. To answer your question, John, that's where the answers will come from people like General Flynn and General Flynn's son and what have you. So you asked, is this coming from Uncle Julie? Don't know at this point. All I know is this. For the moment, I'm standing by Powell, and I do believe that so is Donald Trump, in that there's been nothing said negative against her in a big, big way here.
Right.
It could be some kind of a ploy to buy some time. Who knows?
You know, Ed, slow your roll a little bit. Slow your roll. Allow somebody to jump in here. I think you hit it on the head. I think there's a separation going on here, and for a good reason.
I think so too.
I don't know. My gut just tells me that. But again, Ed, we got to see how this thing plays out.
Yes, and I'm looking at you, John, and what Roger Landry and Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. He's been very stellar through this, getting out the information. So I do believe that. Yeah, Tucker, go the way of Fox, Tucker. Your history. With me, as far as I mean, he's going to have to redeem himself in a big way, and I don't think that's possible. Well, I think I've been trusting Laura Ingraham because she never deterred at all during the COVID crisis. She's been quite strong, and what have you. And so is that Italian or Puerto Rican gal in the morning, Bitra or whatever her name is, that's been really saying that the media doesn't get to call this election. But here's our man before I let you go, gentlemen, and that is Lou Dobbs. When I saw today this CNN report that exposed everything about Smartmatic, tying it into Chavez, the whole story by Lou Dobbs on CNN back when he was with CNN in 2006. Find that, gentleman, on the web. That amazing breakthrough story about all of the corruption of Smartmatic, Dominion, election systems and software, but it was 19 years ago. CNN knew it. Yeah. They're lying today when they say they have no idea.
By the way, Ed, CNN is up for sale. AT&T, which owns it, is trying to dump it because AT&T is $150 billion in the hole. And, and rumor has it that Bezos is going to buy CNN.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
well, yeah, there you close it. One last comment, gentlemen, if I can. Lou Dobbs. He has been unrelenting.
I know.
He does want information from Sidney Powell, but he's been steady. And he was mad. You should see this report that he did in 06. It's on today. I must tell you, John, it is on InfoWars, but I know it's on some other websites as well. It's making the rounds. They were going after Democrats and Republicans against Smartmatic. Just what Sidney Powell is exposing now.
Yep.
I don't think the fight is over. Lou Dobbs could prove to be our man. He was backing Pat Buchanan and the border wall way back in the late 90s and trying to
Ed,
move Ron Paul.
Ed, I've got loaded phones, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
By the way, let me slip this in here. And Mike, I'm sending this over. Channel 3 CBS, WBTV on your side. Governor Cooper signs executive order to strengthen mask mandate in North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced Monday he's signing an executive order aimed at strengthening the state's mandate involving face masks. Executive Order 180 goes into effect on Wednesday, November 25th, and runs through Friday, December 11th. I have a stark warning for North Carolinians today. We are in danger. This is a pivotal moment in our fight against the coronavirus. Our actions now will determine the fate of many. Our statewide mask requirement has been in effect since June, and it's still our best weapon in this fight. He said this during a press conference. Today's executive order will further tighten that mandate, making it clear that everyone needs to wear a mask wherever you are with someone you don't live with. The governor said this means residents should even be wearing masks at home when friends or family are visiting. It means a mask at work, at gym, at school, at the store. The order, and here it comes, wait for it. The order also strengthens the role of businesses in ensuring masks are worn by everyone in the store, staff and customers, and that they are abiding by capacity limits so the people can stay distance and stay safe. The order requires large retail businesses with more than 15,000 square feet to have an employee stationed near entrances, ensuring mask wearing and implementing occupancy limits for patrons who enter. And local police departments may cite those not adhering to the mask mandate. But the CMPD put out the following statement. The updated order grants the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department the discretion to cite individual citizens for violation of the mask mandate. The CMPD will continue to manage COVID-related complaints on a case-by-case basis. Thank you very much. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John and Steve. I'm very sad about Ingrid. Ingrid Her husband had the Idaho Observer.
Ingrid is fine. Laura?
Ingrid's alive.
I said El Cordy.
What'd you say?
I said Ingrid is fine. Cordy? It's El Cordy that passed away.
Oh, okay. What I'm worried about is they're both very vocal about vaccines.
Well, one of them isn't anymore. One of them isn't anymore. Yeah. Sally is passed.
That's what I'm saying. I'm worried about anybody who's vocal about vaccines. They're going to start eliminating them.
Well,
that's what I'm worried about.
I wouldn't worry about that. Like I said, they're taking their actions. If I were them, I'd be worrying about my personal safety. My own. Not mine, but theirs.
Did you ever get a chance to get a hold of that Catherine Henry?
I don't know. Who's Catherine Henry?
She was arrested on Election Day. I had told you about it. It was that Immunize Wisely show.
Is Catherine Henry, is she British? Lauren?
No, she's a constitutional lawyer.
She
was arrested
on air today with somebody, and I didn't know her last name, but she got arrested too, but she's English.
I don't know.
Is this person English?
All right. No? Well, anyhow, Laura.
Okay.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. No, it's Sally Alcordy that passed. Ingrid Castle, I talked to her today. She's going to continue with her program, her two-hour program, on Saturdays. All right. Thanks, Laura. Terry in California. Hello, Terry.
Oh, my, John, this morning Steve was talking to Mike about the government controlling our money through a digital currency.
Yeah.
And they have a system in China where nobody can buy anything unless they use their smartphone. It's not completely all over the whole country. And scan a QR code in the checkout machine when they buy something. Well, that's pretty serious. I mean, as Steve was saying this morning, you know, they can tell exactly where you are, what you're buying, when you were there buying it, and you have to use this thing whenever you buy anything. And his concern was very legitimate. And he says, I don't know what we can do about it, but my idea is to start using alternate coins or Bitcoin. And that way it goes from one user right to the other one. You bypass all the banks. And Steve's point was legitimate about if you don't do what they're telling you to do, they can just null your account.
Well,
and you don't get your food.
And, well, okay, if you can't prove you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of their beast.
Can't travel.
Yep.
Exactly.
Can't get on an airplane, can't get on a bus, can't rent a car.
Right. And
that 5G was rolled out for a reason. You wondered why it was rushed out so fast. Why do we need 5G? For downloads? Yeah, right. Because we want to download our videos from YouTube or whatever. No. It was for later on. This whole system, this whole scamdemic they pulled on us with COVID was about tracking. It's about identity tracing. It's about immunity passport. It's about control. That's what 5G is all about.
Right. And you're going to have to play cat and mouse with them to get your smartphone or computer different places to use your Bitcoin, you know, because that'll bypass them. But they can shut down your phone and your computer, too, I guess.
And as I said, Terry, they're moving everything to the cloud for total and absolute control. End of story.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
So there's nothing we can do than just give into it then, right, John?
Oh, Terry, go stick it up your ass. Get him out of here. I don't deserve that, Terry. I don't deserve that. Jeff in Florida.
Thank you. I think that we got to start thinking to the future, you know, lick our wounds over this loss, start thinking about 2024 and 2028. I don't know. I don't have any answers, you know, whether we want to stay with the Republicans or form another party like a Tea Party or something. I had a brainchild over was if Trump, if he loses and he starts up this other network, you know, we could all pile on that somehow. And but we got to get started now because 2024 is going to be here pretty quick.
Yeah. Well,
you know, a question I asked John today, I asked John a question today, and I've asked this question before, and nobody seems to have an answer for it. We have a U.S. election here, but for some reason we decide to have servers in Frankfurt, Germany, and we send over all our votes over there where it's tabulated, and they tell us who wins. I can't figure out why. I can't figure out any rational reason why we have a U.S. election being counted and tabulated in a foreign country. That spells fraud right off the bat. First of all, Germany, Merkel can't stand Trump. She can't. Nobody in Europe likes Trump. So we send our votes over there. They tabulate them and tell us who's winning. I can't for the life of me understand a U.S. election being tabulated in another country. Nobody's explaining this. Nobody's talking about it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Agreed. That's why we need to start now with the grassroots so that we can change all this so it doesn't happen again. Yeah, we've got to start now.
Jeff.
Start 2 years from now, it'll be too late.
Jeff, I hate to break this to you, but if Biden and Harris get in the White House, that's it.
Yeah.
They're going to be coming after you tooth and nail.
Yes, they are.
And there's not going to be any time to do the backyard politics game, like going up and cleaning up the town council or the county council or our state legislatures. People are going to be in a mad scramble. This economy will tank.
Yeah.
And people are not going to be concerned about politics in 2022.
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, Jeff, I would tell you, and you've heard me myself on my very own program say that if Donald Trump gets in there, use that as a tool. Let Donald get up there and deal with the asshats. Let us go to work in our backyards, at our town and county councils, our school boards. We have plenty of people to accomplish that. Tackle the political problem we have in all of our state legislatures. But I'm telling you, that was based on Donald Trump being in there for another 4 years to take the heat and the hits while we try to straighten out our respective states.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump wasted 4 years, nearly 4 years of his administration, fighting battles of falsehoods and fake scandemics and all kinds of things. Everything they threw at this guy, he spent time where he should have been working on government and making our lives better and fixing government and doing the right things, fixing the economy. He spent time fighting battles of fraud. Now, that's the MO of the Democratic Party here. And we ask, the Democrats saying there's no fraud whatsoever. Your whole 4 years of your existence taking on Donald Trump, even prior to the election, was fraud. It was your backup plan. Don't forget the Russian gate thing was a plan. And they're telling me there's no fraud whatsoever. This is an attack on the Constitution. This is an attack on the people themselves. This is an attack on the only part of your democracy you really have in a republic, in voting that it would be fair and square. If we don't fix this in this election, it's over, Jeff. I'm sorry to say. It's over.
Yeah.
These bastards win.
And Jeff, my co-host here, has always been the one not to mash the pedal to the firewall. Are you hearing him now? Are you listening to him now? His opinion, my opinion on this, and many other people, they're going, okay, game on. We know what's coming. And that is sad. They had to torpedo Trump. I'm sorry to say, but they had to do it.
They're nullifying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In a communist regime here, a communist formation of government, they don't need a constitution. They don't need a Bill of Rights.
Not in this
democracy. That's where they're looking right now.
That's right. You know, the Great Reset. Why is it, Steve, that they came out and says, well, you got to get used to the new normal? When,
that's right.
Yeah. What new normal?
New normal.
Oh, and the Great Reset. Normal. What reset are you talking about? Because we're going to get rid of this and we're all going to go back to work, right?
Right.
Yeah. Jeff, I thank you for your call, sir.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
My apologies to the listening audience of Republic Broadcasting and specifically to this show. Not because of what I said to Terry, that I had to lose my temper and you heard it. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, thanks, John. I don't blame you a bit for sometimes letting it fly just to, you know, get everything straight.
Man,
down.
It kicked me hard enough. I didn't even have time to think about the response. It just came flying out of my face.
I was yelling with you at the same time. But hey, the reason I was calling was there is discussion about this split and what's going on with the legal team. And I did see a tweet from a guy named Steve Cortez who works on Trump's campaign. And one line from it kind of makes sense. He says, the Sidney Powell case is effectively a criminal case, and she'll continue to aggressively pursue it. The campaign's case, which I guess Rudy's working on, is a constitutional one. If you think back to Sidney's interviews, she's talked about kickbacks to family members of politicians in Georgia, maybe mm-hmm. California and other mm-hmm. places. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Georgia, you know, there's the issue of the Dominion software. There was a $100 million contract. They bought a ton of Lenovo computers, which came right out of China, and maybe some other stuff with PPE and all that. So there's a lot of criminal behavior there, whereas Giuliani probably has a pretty strong constitutional case. The way the Secretary of State and Governor in Pennsylvania, you know, went around the state legislature in the Constitution. So I see a couple different avenues here that have to be taken separately, I believe, anyway.
Well, and like I said, you know, we can have all the conjecture and speculation that we want to offer, but this thing is going to have to play out. There was a comment that was made by Sidney Powell about the governor of Georgia possibly taking some kickbacks over some deals down there. Now, I think what you're suggesting here, a two-prong approach to this, she's a bulldog. She doesn't strike me as a person that's just empty rhetoric, just nothing but a big balloon of hot air. Mm-hmm. She's very polished. She's very good at what she does. And now I understand why Giuliani was sweating to the point we were seeing his hair dye running down his face. He wasn't having a good time.
You can't trust that hair dye in a can.
This guy, I mean, who the hell does this? Who puts on a temporary hair dye when you sweat it runs down your face?
That looked pretty bad.
It was bad.
Like a woman with mascara running. Sure. It was pretty bad.
What's that?
But hey, John.
Yeah.
A lot of folks don't know this, but Sidney Powell worked in I think the assistant district attorney's office in West Texas, Fort West Texas, in North Texas. So you know she doesn't take crap off anybody, and I know she said repeatedly she never says anything that she can't prove.
You
so
know,
I got a feeling that she.
What is the basic thing that they teach in law school? They teach in not about the law. They teach you the structure and how to conduct yourself in court and what you can say and what you can't. But any lawyer, this is what they learn: you never ask a question or make a statement you don't already know the answer to.
The answer to.
That's right.
Right.
Right. So, you know,
I think Sidney's playing it smart here. And I know Tucker Carlson gave her a hard time a couple of days ago, but I don't think she's going to show her cards to Tucker Carlson or anybody on Fox.
Why
First
should
of all,
she?
They couldn't hold on to some information in a file to send to California, which they should have sent it on an airplane. They lost it and then they recouped it. But, I think she's going to show her cards to the right people, and I hope that's the higher courts. Forget the lower courts. Go right for the top echelon here, the Supreme Court.
Quite possibly. And she mentioned Saturday in an interview that she expects to be filing like late this coming week, like maybe Friday even, depending on how things come together. So I think we're a few days away for seeing what her case is going to be. And I think this governor in Georgia, I think he's going to be looking to spend some more time with his family pretty soon.
There's a lot of them are going to find themselves in that position.
Fingers are crossed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate your call.
Appreciate it.
For you people in Michigan. Trump scores two wins as Michigan legislature federal appeals court agree to election reviews. This is coming from the site Just the News. President Trump's campaign said it scored two victories Monday in an effort to contest results in several key battleground states as Michigan state legislatures agree to hold a hearing into the election irregularities while a federal appeals court expedited proceedings to consider Trump's legal challenge in Pennsylvania. The developments were announced by Trump campaign senior legal counsel Jenna Ellis, who said the GOP-led Michigan House would hold its hearings at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow. So you people in Michigan, heads up. Let's see what your legislature, let's see what your politicians in Michigan are able to do. Do I have...
You know, John, when I look at something to decipher whether it's true or it's fake, I look for red flags, I look for inconsistencies. And the very fact that the Democrats do not want to have any kind of audit whatsoever, don't want to analyze anything, they don't want to do anything, they just said, we won, and you have to accept that. Is a red flag, because I think if we did break this down, I know if we broke this down and brought those servers back and analyzed everything, we'd find out fraud. I mean,
hey, Steve, I got one. Yeah, hold on. I got one more caller I want to squeeze in here.
Squeeze it in.
Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hi.
Good. Hey, I just want to run this by you. Sidney Powell was split off from Giuliani and the rest of the group because her goal is completely different. She is the guy with the big pants. And I will tell you what she's involved with is she is going after the voting systems. And when what she is doing is goes to court, this will very possibly throw back the covers on elections all over the world. Because these voting systems have been controlling elections in countries all over the globe. And she's uncovering that. That's a completely different goal from the election, this one election. She's uncovering a huge bombshell.
Yeah. Larry, I appreciate you calling in. I haven't talked to you in about a week. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Steve, any parting shot? You folks, you think I'm a little unhinged here today? Ask Terry. I'm not a rookie. Been doing this for a long time. You know, you can challenge me if you want, but, you know, you start kicking me in the gonads, I'm going to kick you back.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, cross your fingers, say a prayer.
I am. I'm doing that right now.
All right, and again, folks, there'll be a kind of a eulogy, kind of a three-hour send-off for Sally Alcorti this Saturday. And Ingrid Castle will be heading it up with a lot of guests and a lot of callers. So you may want to tune into that. Yeah, it would be. All righty. Thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Pray, folks, but work while you're praying. We'll see you tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.